Hello, and welcome to the East Anglian Theatre Podcast. Greetings, friends, and welcome to another thrilling instalment of the podcast that sees the stuff going on in the West End, sticks its fingers up to it, books a show locally, and then gets drunk with the money saved not going to London. For those who haven't tuned in before, firstly, I forgive you. Forgiveness is important, and I hope you remember that later when you inevitably feel like you've wasted 20 minutes listening to my rubbish. And also, if you've not listened before, let me offer a formal introduction. My name is Ray Tempesta, and I am your host. Now, if it helps build some imagery in your mind, I'm offering a handshake right now. I am totally unqualified to bring you this local theatre-related content, other than having been involved for around 25 years in local theatre. But in the absence of anyone else willing to do it instead of me, here I sit. The way the podcast works is simple. It's split into three sections. Section one is where I bore you with a little bit about what I've been up to lately in the world of theatre, because if I have to give up my time to produce this podcast, then a bit of shameless self-promotion is an acceptable trade-off. Section 2 is the content that you're really after. It's the interview where I chat to a guest or guests, usually, about their upcoming production and a little bit about what makes them tick. And once I've irritated the hell out of my guests, we move swiftly on to Section 3, where I give a shout out to some shows and auditions happening in the East Anglian region over the coming weeks. That's all coming up, of course, but let's have another bit of self-promotion first. If you're not already, please do consider giving the East Anglian Theatre Podcast social media pages a like, a follow, a share, or whatever. There's also a website you can check out. eatpod.co.uk. That's eatpod.co.uk. Here you'll find all episodes of the podcast, plus the reviews that I write from time to time. There's also a page to contact me if you'd like to get in touch to let me know about something you want me to promote, or you can just send me a message telling me how the podcast has saved your life. Your choice. Anyway, let's officially move on to section one, where in the absence of anyone to ask me, I'm forced once again to ask myself, Ray, what have you been up to theatre-wise lately? Well, that's a good question, you unconventionally handsome man. Well, since the last episode, there's been quite a few shows that I've watched, including Young Frankenstein by Threshold Theatre, Evita by Sea Sods, A Midsummer Night's Dream by Sewell Barn Theatre, School of Rock by Echo Youth Theatre, and Heathers at Norwich Theatre Royal. Whew! On top of that, there was also the show I was involved with as part of Ratcliffe Players called The Last Quiz Night on Earth, which went really, really well and was very positively received. And I had a great time doing it. So if there's any theatre companies out there looking for a slightly different script with a more immersive element to it for their audiences, I would heartily recommend The Last Quiz Night on Earth by Alison Carr. Anyhow, now that's done with, I'm straight on to the next production. Although this one is a resumption. Is that a word? This one's a resumption of a play called The Welkin, which had to be pulled shortly after it opened in October last year due to COVID making its way through the cast and crew. So we were all delighted when the Sewell Barn team were able to make room for some rescheduled performances, as this was a production that we were all very proud of. Now, I last promoted the show way back in October, so for those that don't know the premise, it's set in 1759, somewhere around the Norfolk-Suffolk border, and a local woman, Sally Poppy, has been found guilty of the murder of the child of a wealthy, influential family. Her accomplice, Thomas Mackay, has already been hanged for the murder, but Sally claims to be pregnant in order to win herself a stay of execution. So, it's up to a jury of 12 matrons to decide whether she's telling the truth. Her fate very much rests in their hands. Now, it's intense, funny, emotional, and gripping throughout. It's wonderfully performed by our group of matrons as well, all of whom I'm delighted to say have returned to reprise their roles in the production. The script itself was written by Lucy Kirkwood, and it is honestly one of the most extraordinary scripts I've ever read, and it has a sting in its tail too, so I can't emphasise enough how worthwhile it is to come and see this show. If you are interested, it's on at Sewell Barn Theatre between the 3rd and the 8th of July with a matinee on the Saturday. Tickets can be booked via sewellbarn.org or by phone, in case you're old school, on 0333 666 3366, which sounds like a made-up number to me. But anyway, enough about me, let's move on to section two, where we'll hear from someone else, thank goodness. And in this instance, I've got five guests, five young people, in fact, who are soon to follow in the footsteps of local greats such as myself, by hitting the stage at Ratcliffe as part of Ratcliffe Youth Theatre's production of Matilda Junior. Their names are, deep breath, Holly, Gracie, Darcy, Livy and Alex. Actually, I didn't need such a deep breath after all. All that vocal training has paid off, it seems. Anyway, enough of my rambling, and without further ado, let's have a chat with them, shall we? Hello, Ratcliffe Youth Theatre. For the benefit of the tape, can you please state your name and let us know the character you're playing in this production?
Hi, my name is Holly and I am playing Matilda.
Hi, I'm Alex and I'm playing Mr. Wormwood.
Hi, my name is Darcy and I'm playing Miss Trunchbull.
Hi, my name's Gracie and I'm playing Miss Honey.
Hi, I'm Livy and I'm playing Mrs. Wormwood.
Fantastic. So, before we talk about Matilda, let me first of all ask, have you read the book?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Briefly. So, yeah, not all the way through, but I know the story, obviously. And
know it in bits and pieces.
Well, I know the whole story now through, like, obviously doing the show and watching the film and all of that sort of stuff.
I did read the book a while back, but I more know the storyline of the films.
Yeah, and like, I've never read the book.
Nah, the film's better anyway.
Yeah, it's so much easier to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and you get to see Danny DeVito and Pam Ferris playing Miss Trunchbull.
Exactly.
And the Bruce scene as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's incredible, yeah. One of the most iconic scenes.
Yeah, it really is. So have you all seen the stage production as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
So did that make you excited to get involved in this one?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what's your favourite song from the stage production?
I think Bruce. The classic Revolting Children, probably. That's really good. I also really like Miracle as well, like just the way it's staged. And
I like When I Grow Up. Because when I went to see it in the West End, they did all like the swings, like they had massive swings hanging, and they all swung to the audience. That was my favourite bit.
So you're not with that in this one?
Well, we've got like scooters in this one. Not hanging.
Just as good.
You get to it.
Well, they have scooters in the stage production in London as well, so
it's basically the same, really.
Exactly. If not better, so come to watch this one, not London. Also, you'll be saving some money, and it's just as good, so don't waste your money.
So that gets me to my next question about the fact that I'm coming to see the show, but if I wasn't, try and convince me, try and sell the tickets to me.
Well, yeah, it's good for all family ages, and yeah, it's a really fun production, and it's got really good music and sound in it.
Yeah, and if you're like a theatre fan, obviously, as we just stated, the songs as well, like Revolting Children, Naughty, Miracle, the classics are all in it as well, so you'll be able to come or don't sing along, but but you'll be able to sit and enjoy the songs.
I think we've also got really good costumes, actually.
This
shows we've got really good costumes.
Yeah.
Also, I like how our group ranges from like 8 years old to 17, so it's nice that it's like a big age range of children, really.
Yeah, I think it's a good show for this group, especially because of the range of groups, because obviously previous shows and stuff we've done, it's all been amazing, obviously, but sometimes some roles are like, I think Matilda is just a brilliant show for Raki.
And even as Darcy was saying, what musical has more iconic songs than Matilda?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Guys and Dolls? Anyway, so I'm speaking to five of the main characters here, but which is your favourite character in the show?
Well, I'll say Amanda, because I think it would be really fun to get swung by the pigtails. I just think it would be a fun experience.
Dream come true.
Yeah, I love just like Mrs. Wormwood. I think she's just so flamboyant and over the top. Like, I just think her character and Mr. Wormwood, just like them two together, are just such a good duo, just and sort of like help the story, sort of. And just it makes the audience feel more sorry for Matilda.
Did Livy and Alex do a good job of Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that because they're in the room?
No, like, it's actually like similar to the film, the musical mix, but they've also brought their like sort of own stuff to the roles. It's, I think it's the same with everyone.
They're great.
Like, we've all brought our own stuff to the roles, and I think that it'd be really good if you came and watched us and saw our versions of the characters.
So, Gracie, you were about to say your favourite
character. Oh, I like Bruce. He's Bruce. My favourite, because I feel like he's just comical, isn't he? You can't like not laugh, and he's just hilarious, really. His scene where he eats the cake is obviously like one of the best scenes, so he's my favourite.
Are you using real cake?
You'll have to come find out.
Yeah, only a little bit though.
Only a bit of real cake, but it's still real cake.
Come and find out.
It's very big.
apparently it's very big.
It's really big.
Okay.
So stay tuned to see the cake.
I love Miss Trunchbull because, well, same with Bruce, she's comical, but she's really scary, but she's also like funny at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think Darcy plays her really well.
Honestly, Darcy's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's to the point where you're on stage with Darcy, but you're like trying not to laugh at her because you're obviously trying to stay in character, but she's so funny that you're kind of having to hold back a laugh when you're on stage.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, that's definitely worth coming for then.
That is.
And imagine you had powers like Matilda. What would you use them for?
Well, I'd annoy my brother because, like, if he was trying to get something, I'd, like, with my powers, I'd move it somewhere else and then he'd keep on going backwards and forwards and, yeah, it'd be quite funny to watch that.
You can have so much fun with it, can't you? Say even, like, at school, because, like, you can just get a beat, like, even in the, how you see in the movie, they used a piece of chalk, just bit dirty up everyone's clothes, and they'll never know what the fog is or what happened.
Yeah, you could pull some pretty cool pranks, couldn't you?
You can
move people's pens and, like, free people out, think there's, like, ghosts and stuff. Quite fun.
And so, for some of you, this is your first show with Ratcliffe Youth Theatre.
That's me, yeah.
That's you, Alex. How have you found it?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great learning, meeting everyone and just being... Because this is my first, I think, like, actual, like, somewhat production of, like, in a thing like this.
So have you done theatre elsewhere?
My school does a production every year, which for the past few years I've definitely been into.
Mm-hmm. And so everyone else... How many shows have you all done with Ratcliffe?
Well, I've done 5 productions with Ratcliffe because I only joined when I was 9, and I would have joined when I was 8, but sadly, COVID was happening, so I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I think I'm at the 10 to 15 sort of mark now, including all the pantos and Christmas shows and stuff that we've done, and they've all been incredible.
But your favourite is?
Legally Blonde, but this is a very, very close second, so I think you should definitely come and see it.
I think I've been in like 8 to 9, because I've been here since I was 8, so I think I've been in like 8 or 9 shows, and I've still got quite a few more to go. And I think my favourite was Sister Act, because it just had like all the songs in it were so like everyone was involved, and it was a proper, like, everything just worked really well in that show. But this one is definitely could top it, so you should definitely come watch.
Well, I've come to the end of my time now because it's my last show, but I've been here probably just under 10 years, so I've done quite a few shows, but my favourite would be Fame, because the soundtrack was really good for that, and I've had some really great memories from that.
And so we'll just talk about future shows. So what would be a dream role or a dream show to be in for you guys?
I'm not really sure. Well, this is quite a big part for me, so this would be kind of one of my dreams. So yeah, this is...
Oh, I think Heathers. You can't beat a bit of Heathers. One of the most iconic shows.
And a role in it?
Oh, Colonel Ram, probably.
Not JD?
I can get with him, but my range wouldn't go. I would love that.
Just being a bad guy. That's the cool part, isn't it? Darcy, though, that surely is the bad... You're the bad guy in this one.
Yeah, no, it is amazing to play the bad guy, yeah.
But, yeah, what would be your dream show?
Probably... Oh, it's a tricky question, because my dream show is probably Legally Blonde again, but I think if I had to pick anything, it'd probably be, like, Grease, like Rizzo or Sandy or something like that. That'd be really fun.
So we'll go back to Legally Blonde. If you could do that again, would you swap your part?
I think so. I think because now I'm just a bit older, I think that I'd like to take on the role as Elle. Like, I think that's just, like, I feel like I see a lot of myself in her, so I feel like I could just give
it
a go.
You've got blonde hair for it.
Exactly.
I think my dream role or dream show would be to be Maria in The Sound of Music, because I just love her voice so much and I love that movie. And so I think that would probably be my dream role, or maybe like a Mamma Mia. Because Mamma Mia is, again, one of my favourite musicals, and it's got, like, my favourite songs are from that musical.
Yeah.
I don't have a particular part I'd want to play from it, but I think Into the Woods would be a dream production to do, because I love the soundtrack. I think it's really good.
Okay, and Holly, this one's for you.
Yeah.
What's it like to have your mum and your auntie directing you in shows?
Well, I think it's not that bad.
Ollie!
Well, I mean, yeah.
For the benefit of the tape, they are just behind her. So they're not really, really hard on you, like...
No.
You know.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
I feel like when we get here, we're all family as well. Like,
they've made it such a nice place to be.
Yeah, we've just got such a family sort of thing. And all the shows that they put on have always been amazing. So.
Wow, they've really taught you how to act as well.
No! That's real, that's from the heart.
We couldn't have done it all without them as well.
Yeah.
No,
we couldn't.
Okay, and finally, using your best radio voice, can you tell me when the show is on, where, and where we can get tickets from?
Let's... Two on the 1st of July at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. and there's one on the 2nd of July at 2 p.m. and you can get your tickets online at www.ryt.org.uk.
And it's Rackheath Village Hall.
Well, that's it, Rackheath Village Hall.
On the outskirts of Norwich. Okay, thanks very much, guys. It's been lovely to talk to you and good luck with the rest of the rehearsal process.
Thank you very much.
So there we have it. That was five lovely members of the cast of Matilda Junior. As Alex so expertly mentioned, they'll be performing in the afternoon and evening of the 1st and 2nd of July at Rackheath Village Hall, and tickets are available via ryt.org.uk. Now, what else is coming up in the region over the next few weeks? Well, my pals over at Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society have got an information and workshop day for their January production of Betty Blue Eyes. That's happening on the 9th of July at the Darrow Chapel in Norwich. It starts at 10 a.m. with the morning session being a workshop and an opportunity to meet the team behind the production, and the afternoon session focuses on vocal technique and acting through song. The auditions for the production aren't until September, so I'll mention it again a bit nearer to the time. Another information event that's happening is for Cambridge Theatre Company ahead of their planned musical production of Beauty and the Beast. You can come along and meet the team and join in with some of the musical numbers from the show on the 6th of July at Trumpington Meadows Primary School in Cambridge. That's then followed by adult auditions on the 13th and 17th of July at the same venue. Youth auditions will take place in September. For those wanting to book an audition, you are advised to get in touch with Ali Hall via Ali, that's A-L-I, at camtheatrecompany.co.uk. Over on the Norfolk coast, the Pavilion Players are presenting Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None at the beautiful Gorleston Pavilion Theatre on the 30th of June and the 1st of July. Tickets for that are available via gorlestonpavilion.co.uk. The Suffolk-based comedy improv group Insert Laughter Here is venturing across the border to showcase their comedy talents on the stage at the Maddermarket Theatre in Norwich. They'll be there for one night only on the 29th of June, and tickets for that are available via maddermarket.co.uk. Speaking of Suffolk, at the Seagull Theatre in Lowestoft, you can catch Harold Pinter's The Birthday Party between the 22nd and the 24th of June. The play, which is described as a comedy of menace, focuses on boarding house owners Meg and Petey, who dote on their only house guest, Stanley. Now, Stanley has a birthday party which goes awry when two unexpected guests turn up. The play is performed by Red Herring Theatre Company, and tickets for that can be booked via theseagull.co.uk. And on the subject of parties, the classic comedy of manners, Abigail's Party, is on at Theatre Royal Bury St Edmunds from the 27th of June to the 1st of July. There's matinee performances on the Thursday and Saturday, and tickets for that can be booked via theatreroyal.org. As usual, I'll post links for all the shows and auditions mentioned on my social media pages. There may be a few that I mentioned in between that I haven't had time to feature too. And that, folks, is all I have time for. Thanks so much for listening to me and the Rackheath Youth Theatre guys ramble on. And tune in next time to hear from Lucy Kirkwood, the wonderful writer of the play that I'm featuring in, The Welkin. In the meantime, take care of yourselves and go watch some theatre. Bye.